everybody! Welcome to everyone's favorite time of the week! That's right! It's What Did I Order? Where the weirdness gets really weird, and things are always going unexpectedly. Now let's turn it over to everybody's favorite master of ceremonies, it's Heath!
Welcome back to What Did I Order? That's right. I gave you a week off from this, and I jumped on and joined the Main Geek Out show with Matt, Gil, Christian, and Mr. D. Amazing. That was a blasty blast, but I knew I've only got so much to talk about in a short amount of time, and where I had notes for an episode last week, we could have done it, but I was feeling old and just a little worn down. But, you know, at the same time, I'm ready to be old. Hear me out. I know some of you guys probably live in these heathen states that don't have manners and you can't just walk freely through a parking lot. But when I'm in a parking lot and somebody slows down to let me walk in, I always feel like I've got to do that little awkward like jog run thing, kind of almost like a skedaddly, you know, skip. And today, I was leaving a store, and I happened to notice that somebody slowed down. There was these two old people. Now, I'm assuming there were a couple. They're holding hands. Looked a whole lot alike. And not one fuck was given to them trying to speed up a little bit. And I was like, damn. That's glorious. No, you know, two fingers up for a little wave of a thank you. Just a, just dee, 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 dee. Yep, can't wait to be old. Then the other part of me is like, man, even if I'm old, I've got to keep up with myself because I see people riding on those scooters, especially like at Walmart or Target, and I just think to myself, I'm like, how many times you sit down there and it's still warm, just from straight up somebody just, burr, 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 just machine gun button it into that seat. And I mean, there's just doo-doo particles and whatnot. I mean, I don't want to be that type of old. I just want to be slightly slower old, use the shopping cart push. But, you know, we're like a good, I don't want to say like 3 to 4 years away from that. But it'll be here in no time. Well, with that being said, yeah, I guess there's some news and some opinions and things like that that I want to get into. So, without further ado, bring on the motherfucking static. If you're going to be going to any of these cons or anything, realize that the writer's strike has now turned into the actor's strike. And these conventions are one of these things that they're being told not to do. I think the cast of Oppenheimer even walked out the premiere because it was going so late, so they had to take off. You know, they can't be doing those appearances. And I'm like, you know, I don't know. Like, maybe, what's his name? Cillian Murphy has done so many of these premieres, he would have walked out regardless. But, like, I mean, think about it if it's, like, your first big break. You're scientist number three on Oppenheimer. You know, you've got some lines. You're talking to Cillian Murphy. This is your big break. And you want to sit there, and now it's like, oh, man, I got to walk out. Like, I ain't got shit to be mad at. I'm just grateful to be here. Hey, think about how much that's got to suck. But you're in the SAG, bitch. Screen Actors Guild or whatever it is. And, you know, it just makes me think, I'm like I could be completely wrong on a lot of this stuff. But, from my understanding, is the writers want royalties and all this stuff that comes back after, you know, their projects go into streaming and yada, yada, yada. Well, my problem with that is, and, you know, maybe all of us are wrong. But, or not all of us, but maybe I'm wrong in assuming this one, but I'm assuming everybody here makes a, you know, check off of the hours worked or the products they sell. And unless you're in like a pyramid scheme where you keep roping people in to do more and more and you get to do less, you're only getting paid for that one thing that you sold. You know, whether it's a single item or a large item, you're only getting paid for the hours that you work because you work for somebody. That is something they own and they're giving you money to perform that task. And it just blows my mind that these writers, most of which aren't creating new IP, they have an intellectual property that they're writing for. So they're not taking the risk. They're collecting a check. Like, I mean, if you're the guys that, you know, made South Park, you write, create, direct, like, everything about that one, yeah, you have ownership in that. But if you're, you know, writer number five, fresh out of college, and you think that you deserve a residual check for something you wrote, and you included, you know, that one funny line out of the episode, motherfucker, you didn't create any of the characters. Like, so that's the thing where I see this, and I'm like, you completed a job, you got paid for that job, why do you think you deserve more money off that? That's, you know, outsider looking in. I could be misunderstanding this whole situation, but it's just one of those things that now that the actors have hopped in to support the writers, how many of you guys have already got plane tickets, already got hotel rooms, already bought tickets to the con you want to go see? You're supposed to be going in and meeting X, Y, and Z. Well, now they're not going to be there. You think, like, have you tried canceling plane tickets? You ain't canceling plane tickets. Hotels, they're going to hit you with a fee to cancel, especially if it's, you know, only so far out. I mean, this whole bullshit is just that. Like, maybe if you're getting butt-fucked on just your general pay, but at the same time, I remember the accountant was laughing, and I was like, what's going on? We had moved locations at my job, and it was only supposed to be temporary. Well, they came back a couple months later, hey, this isn't temporary, but all, you know, the guys that were in the old office that got moved over here temporarily, we're going to stifling your pay, and you know, or we're gonna increase your pay so that, you know, it's still beneficial for you to make that additional trek. So I'm in there, and I've already done the math. I know what I want, and they come in higher than that. I'm like, hell yeah, I'll take that. But at the same time, I'm still like, can we go an extra 5 cents up? And the guy's kind of sitting there. He's like, well, we're doing the math. I feel like this is pretty generous. I'm like, okay, I can see where you're coming from. I was like, are you going to back pay me for the last couple of months that we've been doing this? And he kind of smiles, and he's like, man, you're the only person that said that. How hard is that on you? I'm like, it's not hard, but I think it would be a good show of faith knowing that you guys knowingly have been lying to us for a couple of months. He's like, don't tell anybody this, but I'll do half of the time. I'm like, that's fair. Shake hands on it, and my next paycheck, it's there. So I bring that up to the accountant. She's like, you really said that? I'm like, what's he going to say? Say no? It's a negotiation. If I wasn't happy with how the negotiation ended, I would have kept negotiating, or, you know, it's not that big of a deal. I just take my ball and go home. What are they going to do? All he had to do is say no. And me argue a little bit more, he say no. But he respected the fact that I had that. So if all these writers are pissy about what they're getting paid, should have negotiated better. If you weren't happy with the pay that you were offered at that point in time, sorry about your luck. You made an agreement. Just because things change after the fact doesn't mean jack shit. And if you guys want to look into this further, look at old Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift didn't own her music rights. When the rights came up to purchase, she didn't purchase them. She let somebody else did. Turns out it was somebody she already had beef with. So now that guy owns her catalog. What'd she do? Well, instead of negotiating, she re-records everything. So now she owns the rights to that. Plus, she demonized homeboy over here that, you know, bought her music rights. So what I'm saying is, you don't like the terms of the deal, do something different. And that's what Taylor Swift did. Yeah, maybe if you guys haven't noticed, if you're not a Taylor Swift fan, if you go into, you know, the streaming catalog, the albums that say Taylor's versions are the ones she owns. So, just, you know, she's going to make those royalties because she owns that, and she made sure to own that. Are we still all, like, angry at Jonathan Majors? If the answer's yes, go ahead and skip by this a little bit. If the answer's no, check out The Harder They Fall. Hey, what do I got to tell you about my collection habits? Ninjas, cowboys, robots, aliens, fish people. Those are my big ones. I see The Harder They Fall. I don't know how I missed this initially, but this is a Western starring Jonathan Majors and Idris Elba. I don't know how to say his name. He is a fantastic actor. I know there was talks about him playing James Bond a couple years ago, and he's kind of aged out, but, you know, it was the ridiculous of, you know, people online, James Bond can't be black. Well, fuck that noise. But the movie starts off, this family is in the Old West, they're sitting down for dinner, somebody comes knocking on the door, a couple people come in, gun down the mother and the father, and shave a, or cut a cross into the boy's head. Then you have a time lapse, and guy takes his hat off and just guns a guy down in the middle of a church, boom, we're off. It's a good little Western. I enjoyed it thoroughly, I thought the music was really well done. Turns out a lot of the people, or a lot of the character names were actually based off of real cowboys from back in the day, and that Jonathan Majors is playing a character named Nate Love, who has an autobiography and, you know, has a very historic life as a cowboy, and then later after being a cowboy. I think this whole story is fictional from my understanding, but if you want to give it a shot, I say go for it. But The Harder They Fall. Does it replace Tombstone as the greatest Western of all time? Absolutely not. But it was still a good movie, and I enjoyed it. Let's go ahead and jump into the Todd McFarlane news early on. Some of this you guys have already heard, other people have covered it, but Tim Drake Robin. This looks great. It's a more traditional look. Love it. Hush Superman. Looks better than that two-pack Superman with a chin for days. I was thinking about that one. Have you guys ever seen, I believe it's the Fairly Odd Parents. His favorite superhero toy is the chin. Yeah, we could repaint that Superman into being the chin. Injustice 3-pack. So, we've seen figures from the Injustice game before, but gotta go ahead and top it off. It's a reuse of that Batman, Supergirl, and Dr. Faith, but so if you missed them, this 3-pack's a way to catch up. There's been a whole lot of, no he didn't, oh, I can't believe I didn't get this, all over the Amazon exclusive 89 Batman Batmobile. I think there's going to be another one going up, or another round of pre-orders going up today at the time of my recording this. That would be Monday the 17th around 3. Maybe this is out and you hear this. Maybe not. It's already sold out again. Don't be the greatest live-action Batman ever and have so much love that people just want to buy all your toys up. You feel me? Yeah, you guys know what I'm talking about. 89 Batman is the best live-action Batman movie ever. And before anybody jumps in here and tries to say some shit to me, I'm not responding. There's also some Amazon exclusive glow-in-the-dark Swamp Thing. Looks beautiful. Glow-in-the-dark Jon Stewart. That just makes sense. He's Green Lantern. Why not glow-in-the-dark? Then they also showed off the San Diego Comic-Con 85th anniversary Superman. I like some of these like shell painting figures and how they look, but this one just looks like, you know, he pissed off PETA and they threw paint on him. Like, they found out that the Superman suit is made from a now-extinct animal from Krypton, and these PETA motherfuckers are like, no, yeah, and threw paint on it. I don't know why. Now, the one that I'm the most happy about is the Riddler action figure they showed off. Very cool, little purple domino mask, green suit, question marks all over. He's got his little cane, and I just gotta say, I don't remember the Riddler being this buff. But man, I guess if you're just hitting the weights all day, every day, thinking of riddles to fuck with Batman, this is what you'd be looking like. So I'm enjoying this thing. This is, you know, swole Riddler. Riddler two-tone. Got abs on abs. He's a thick boy. Thick in the dick. Good Lord, what's wrong with me? Alright, got some Walmart Collector Con G.I. Joes. Sweet. Googly Moogly. This is cool. You got Shooter. Apparently there's some controversy around her gear and her shoes. She looks too Fortnite-ish. No, she doesn't. I can tell you right now, as somebody who's collected a lot of Fortnite action figures over the last couple of years, this doesn't look Fortnite-ish. Maybe a little cartoonish. But the sneaker part, no. I could see this being in Fortnite, but let's not say it's Fortnite-ish. Who is this? The Crimson Viper. Beautiful colors. Like, this, it screams that this colorway was going to be on this buck at some point in time. It looks amazing. And then you have the Cobra Moles. These are the coolest ones out of the whole bunch. Zombies. I didn't know that Cobra was making zombies, but apparently they did, and these look sweet. There was also the reveal of the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Joker. I like this. Beat up head face, smiling face, Hawaiian shirt. I mean, nothing wrong with this. Plenty of accessories. You guys know, I told you, I don't Transformer at all. But I've heard that there's something in the accessories that's straight up a homage to Transformers. So cool. Transformers and G.I. Joes, they go hand in hand back to the comic book days. Can't be mad at that.
I took the lead. Somebody's heart.
You know, I like to talk about movies and stuff I'm watching and things that, you know, are going down. But the sneak peek animated Suicide Squad trailer looks fantastic. Really heavy on Harley Quinn and Joker. I think the only other person out of the team that I notice was Killer Croc. Obviously, Walters, is that her name? Was in the trailer. Very stereotypical from her, but like, I mean, I just really enjoyed the animation style that's on it, and I'm very interested. Also with that, we've got another clip from Mutant Mayhems, and it's the Turtles getting ready to go shopping. They're making fun of Leo for being a little too serious, and they're talking about celebrities. And the one that stood out and just goes back to why Michelangelo is the best turtle ever, who's he talking about wanting to meet? He wants to meet Guy Fieri. Michelangelo knows, out of all the places you want to go to Flavortown, baby. That's right. I love this trailer. I've enjoyed all the trailers. I cannot wait to see this movie. It's Ninja Turtles, baby. Shout out over to 5K Toys showing off their upcoming Be Water, my friends, pre-order figure. Obviously, this is a Bruce Lee nod. All we see from the pictures is a couple of different heads. Like, got that ooh face, some hands. He's in a cloth suit with black pants, white tank top, some nunchucks, and a couple of different hand options. So, just going off here, already not a bad set of accessories. But, oh, found more pictures. The kickboxing gloves look good. The likeness is a little off, but you can't be mad at people. Apparently, a couple of shoe options, two nunchucks, and, oh, a plethora of hand options. Looking beautiful. Their best price is going to be around $61.99, so you can pre-order that now. Also, they've showed off a couple of pictures of the cowboy dinosaurs. High noon, baby. Love it. Love this. I can't wait to see prices. I can't wait to see accessories. Right now, this picture, it looks like, I want to say it looks like kind of like a, I don't want to say this is a wolf leg, but it doesn't look like a human leg. The toes are just a little too long and spread out. So, obviously, we have humanoid sharks. Why not other monsters in with these guys? They're doing a 1/12 scale Muff Toys. Love the Muff. Top agent. It's 007, baby. Daniel Craig. Looks good. Lightness. Oh, and those piercing blue eyes. I'm lucky that I've never actually met Daniel Craig in a person, because I've probably had to be like, sir, do you know you have the most beautiful eyes in the world? Maybe they're not, but good lord, even in the action figure form, they just nailed the lightness on those beautiful blue eyes. But yeah. Just always shouting out to the homie over at 5K Toys. I don't know why I called him a homie. I've never talked to the guy. And I've only ordered a few things, so I'm not even like a reoccurring customer. I just think that as far as like getting that, what is that, third-party action figure news and getting in those easy collectibles, got to keep an eye on this one because they're clearly one of the better-looking promotional sites. Wow, what was that? But yeah, they're one of the better, you know, promotional sites out there, and just how they get their information out and show off, it looks great. Past the mark, the excitement, but let's talk about it. Executive replicas. I'm pretty sure you can do these all individually, but there's also a 3-pack set. This is going to be estimated arrival date of Q4 2023. And it's going to be, who are these gals? Man, what is wrong with me? I had all this information just pulled up. It's going to be a 3-pack for $182, and that's going to give you Chaotica, La Morita, Lady Sentinus. I don't know who these characters are, but they look like cool action figures. You got Female Moon Knight. I've heard some people say something about Emma White, but like all the Moon Crests here, this is what I would think if they were going for an early 90s sexy Moon Knight. And this is exactly what this would look like to me. And then Satan's Daughter here with the trident. I don't know why you would need a trident in hell, but, you know, thigh highs, bikini, cape. And then, Homegirl here in the Day of the Dead face paint with the skeleton outfit, but midriff. You got to show off that midriff. Guns, hands, knee pads. Cool set of figures. Like, I mean, if you're looking for that, it was Hot Girl Summer looking action figures, why not? I mean, cool looking stuff here. I like a good steak. I like duck. Yeah, I love duck. And there's good foods out there. I love pizza. But I like a good cheeseburger. I've gotten down my own personal recipe for a cheeseburger. And, I mean, it's fantastic. Like, but I'll stop by and I will get, you know, Burger King, McDonald's, Dairy Queen, Whataburger. There's all these great things that are places you can get cheeseburgers at. And for anybody that's listening, that just can't wait for me to scream out about the, what's that, West Coast burger joint? It's synonymous with dumpster diving. I can't remember what it's called, but forget them. But one thing I would not try as far as cheeseburgers go, canned cheeseburgers. Apparently canned cheeseburgers are a real thing that you can get overseas. Bun, meat, pickles, bun. Pop a can, it looks like it's in a tuna can. I wouldn't try that. Even if you did the mixture of ketchup and mayonnaise and put that on there, it ain't happening. But I would like to know, would you guys be willing to try canned cheeseburgers? If we were all to like get together, homie up, and just get a giant assortment of canned cheeseburgers freshly shipped overseas to the America, or to the Northern American country of the United States of America, would you guys be down to eat canned cheeseburgers together? And I also got to wonder, like, how do you heat them up? I'm assuming there's not all that moisture in there. Do you take the cans and you throw them into, like, a pot of boiling hot water? Do you take it out of the can and microwave it? Did you guys ever see the movie Mr. Nanny starring Hulk Hogan? At one point in time, he's heating up, like, beans on the stove, but what he does is he put a pot with hot water and he boils the water, and then he takes a can, he opens the top of it, puts the can directly in there, so the can's heating up into it. And I've got to assume that's one of the contributors to all the times that Hulk Hogan had hip replacement surgery. You can't be heating stuff up in aluminum unprotected cans like that. Maybe you can. Maybe it had nothing to do with that. Maybe it was do with like pro wrestling. I don't know. But if you guys have seen Mr. Nanny and seeing how those kids fuck his ass up at the beginning of the movie, fantastic.
Zula.
Not a lot of news coming out on this one. It's more of a sneak peek, but Lightning Collection is doing a 4-pack of the Omega Rangers. And I gotta say, sweet action here. I don't know, like, I don't know how to really put this, but the Omega Rangers just look cool. Like, there's something with all of them having kind of like the 80s business lady suit shoulder pads and the gold accents. Like, they just look cool. And then you add on, like, I mean, all the black. And just a cool looking set, right? Black, yellow, red, the weapons, it looks like blue's got a trident, why not, blue, water, trident, yellow's got a hammer, red has a katana, and then black has, I don't know what they're called, the nunchucks, but with the blades on the end and a longer chain. All of these have their own individual, like, you know, effects that are going to become with them, set of hands, and much like the Alien Rangers, no additional heads. And like I said with the Alien Rangers, shit doesn't bother me. I don't display my Power Rangers without their helmets on. Psst. Ooh, also, another, well, I say this. I'm almost positive that's probably going to be like some San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. That is going to be like an Amazon exclusive because most of the packs go to Amazon for the Lightning Collection. But the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive that I think everybody needs to be talking about is the, what are they calling this? The What About Bob 2-pack. That's right, Deadpool. Looks to be on the retro, or the updated retro Spider-Man buck with the toes, the waist, or not waist, but the upper torso swivel, and then Bob, who, is that the Vulcan body mold, I guess? Maybe it is, maybe it's just a standard old Bucky cap, but man, oh man, the accessories galore with these bad boys. You're getting a bow staff with some purple accents. You're getting size with some red accents. Nunchucks with orange. Katanas with blue handles. Guns, hands, all the hand motions you would want from Deadpool. You know, some finger bangs. A suitcase for Hydra, for Bob. Some machine guns, Uzis. All sorts of nasty stuff that just looks right. I mean, the only thing that really confuses me is why some of these colors are on the weapons. Who knows? I don't know. And then also another San Diego Comic-Con exclusive set. Oh, wait, no. This is not a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. But we're getting the 3-pack from Star Wars The Force Unleashed. You're getting 2 Stormtroopers with Stormtrooper blasters and some blast effects. Then you're getting, that's right, the guy that we've all been waiting for in the Black Series, Starkiller. Gonna have like the big force effect, like that he stands in. It looks just like the cover of the game. You get 2 force lightning hands, holding hands, non-lightning force hands, 3 heads, a stoic face, an angry face, a screaming face, a lightsaber with the standard blade, and then the swooshing blade, then a hand that has like a force push look onto it. The box art for this, beautiful. I thought that we were getting Starkiller in the Gaming Greats line, but this is awesome. Money and space is the only like negative to it, because with this box art, it's like I would want to explain it in this box art, even though it's not really like that picture perfect, like, you know, the Stormtroopers on the side and unfold, yada yada yada, but still so cool.
You are ridiculous.
Oh man, news straight out the gate. Word is that the Ultimate Edition Macho Man Randy Savage has been canceled with pre-orders seemingly being pulled. What's everybody's thoughts on this one? Well, first of all, that was like the 4th Ultimate Edition Macho Man. Was it the coolest with the purple, or the white and purple tights and the tassels coming off the jackets and the multiple heads and the sunglasses and the cowboy hats? No. The NWO Macho Man was the coolest. The madness, oh yeah. This one's still cool. This one should be buying. Oh, so this morning I swung by Target. I'm off today. And there was a sale going on. So if you haven't picked up the Duncan's Man-at-Arms big boy box set with all the accessories coming off, check your Targets. I got mine for like $16. Wasn't something I was really holding off on. I just had never seen it, and then all of a sudden I walk into Target and it's on sale and there's like 7 of them there. So I'm like, I'll just pay full price for this one, but in classic Masterverse line, here it is. But with that being said, they're showing off the evil Hordak figure right now on Mattel Creations. This is going to be a 12-inch tall figure with a 24-inch open wingspan. This is a what? Masterverse motherboard action figure will be available at NRL? I don't know. At San Diego Comic-Con starting Wednesday, July 19th. Okay, so that's another San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. But, yeah. Normally when I'm recording this, I'm looking at my notes, I'm playing with toys, I'm at Dean, bring that damn Masterverse Duncan in. What am I doing? You guys hear about Britney Spears getting slapped by a security guard for some basketball player? You guys know I don't watch basketball, but apparently she was trying to get his attention, and apparently the security guard slapped her. I've watched the video. It looks like she tried grabbing him, and the security guard slapped her hand back, and she slapped herself in the face. But, you know, just more to the craziness that is Britney Spears. I don't think I ever really agreed with a human being having to be on, you know, lock and key. Until the last couple years, I'm like, oh, she's rich and crazy. She does need somebody there watching out for her, with her interests in hand. And it doesn't need to be her father, because that seems like a fucking douche or coosier, but she has some mental issues. And I'm not a psychiatrist or a medical professional in any way, shape, or form. I'm the sensei of fuckery. Bow to me, as you should. But, you know, sometimes I know what my own craziness looks like, and I can see craziness in other people. I feel like I got a good on that one. And, yeah, like, oh, come on, girl. You need help. So a company I don't talk about a whole lot. I really don't have a whole lot of things from them besides, you know, maybe here or there. Let's talk about Jazzwares. Wow, I can't believe I said I don't have a lot of action figures from Jazzwares. I have tons of action figures from Jazzwares. They start off with the first 6-inch scale Fortnite figures. I almost just told you guys a complete lie not thinking about it. So that's my bad. So I've got a lot of Jazzwares action figures. And I do like Jazzwares now that I'm saying this all out loud. I knew earlier in the year, because listings had gone up on Amazon that I'd seen, saying that Jazzwares was going to be getting into the Call of Duty action figure line. We got our first reveal of their Call of Duty San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Ghost. I don't Call of Duty. I told you guys I'm pretty much out of, you know, of military 1/12 scale action figure collecting. But if this doesn't look cool, like, and this is just like one of those hardcore, like, in my mind, you know, when you talk about, like, nerds playing video games, not a whole lot of people are like, oh, I'm really hard into Call of Duty. Like, that feels like more of the bro thing. But, dude, this looks cool. Even the cover looking like, you know, it's like a hard mask on top of it, how the eyes are recessed into there, the military suit. There's some tattoos on here, a couple of changes of hands, interchangeable bullets for the gun. Doesn't look like there's really any place to store the 1911 pistol, but if this is the first thing we're seeing out of them, this is the San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, I can't wait to see what else they do. Am I going to be picking them up? Probably not. Like I said, I don't Call of Duty, I'm out of that line, but if you're into 1/12 scale military figures, this looks like it's going to be good. And I can speak, having a couple of different things from Jazzwares, I had no issue with any of the articulation or the sculpting on their Halo figures before I decided I need to get away from those. I thought they did those beautifully. Fortnite figures, yeah. Hand articulation is not the greatest thing in the world, but it is what it is, and I've got tons of those. And I've got a Chris Jericho around here that I got from the AEW line. That's just mainly because, you know, Chris Jericho at one point in time was like one of my top five wrestlers of all time. So I was like, yeah, I gotta get Chris Jericho. And accessories and motion on that was cool. So you gotta give this up to them. Good for them. The other thing that they were showing off from Jazzwares is the other San Diego Comic-Con exclusive. And they're doing a Sting action figure. Now, I actually have an AEW Sting action figure around here too. I won that one. And I've never taken out the package because it's just so cool looking how it's in there. The face paint, the bat. But this one is going to be coming with a coffin. Yeah, I don't know the significance of the coffin for everything, but when I'm going through and looking at the images of this release, it's Sting. It looks like he's got his bodysuit sculpted on. He's got a cloth t-shirt coming with a baseball bat. The paint is a little awkward on here, but like, it looks like he's kind of got a mesh of his paint, like his traditional paint for the most part, and then one of his eyes is more all black. It's come in a really cool window box packaging. And oh, it does look like this is straight from actually like a pro wrestling event. Now, one thing I do want to say is the coffin itself looks pretty cool. There's detailing inside of it. It has chains on it. There's like paint texturing on the coffin, red lining on it. This looks sweet. And I just realized, mainly because the image is going around of Sting really looking like he fucked himself up on a dive, that Sting is 64 years old. And he was on a ladder inside the ring, jumping out of the ring to a guy that's on a table. He looks like he comes up a little too far to one side, and he puts the guy through the table technically, but it looks like the guy's knee catches him in the jaw. He's bleeding. It looks like he lost a tooth. Didn't cost him, you know, I think he still ended up winning the match. It was like a tag team match. So let's get into this one. I cannot help this anymore. I'm out of the 112th military line, but I'm still on the mailing list for the Valveverse action figures, and I'm still in the group on Facebook, and at this point in time, it's like this weird, fun display of fuckery. Like, if this is a dojo of fuckery, then Valveverse is the toy company of fuckery. Like, there has not been a drop on their action figures that hasn't been a fuck-up, whether it's ordering in stock or pre-orders. Like, their website fucks up every time. It crashes. They've talked about changing things. But every time, something happens. And this past week, no difference. They were selling off, like, the stuff they had taken to the G.I. Joe Fest that didn't sell. Like, they always put that stuff on their website to give people a chance at it. And it was an absolute shit show. The site apparently crashed. People were getting all sorts of messages about not being able to log in. They came back later in the day, said, "Hey guys, site issues, let's try again tomorrow." People were pissy. And, you know, let's just be honest, adult toy collectors are just terrible. But they're going on, they're bitching. The mod or the admin of the group had to come in and say, "Hey guys, please stop posting about this. You know, we've already got this many. You're not helping anything." Which I thought was very honest and very realistic. All of a sudden, later that night, I jump back on. I'm looking around, just seeing if it's even worse. Oh no, Valveverse has posted up, or something along the lines of like, "Just joking, site's up now." So, obviously, it looks like a bunch of stuff sells out really fast. Well, later the next day, people are like, "Wait, I thought this was going, like, you put everything up last night." They delete the post where they're like, "Go, just joking, up now." So people that were like, "Okay, I set my lunch around this so I can get this drop in. It crashes. I check back periodically throughout the day. Realize that you guys say tomorrow, give up. Coming back the next day, and it sold out." And these people are just freaking out. And then you have the people in there that are defending the company, which, cool, you can. Then there's people that are hating on the company, just mad. And I'm just over here just like, man, without a shadow of a doubt, some things that you do just come back to you. Like, I don't wish ill on anybody, but the owner of Valveverse has talked so much fucking shit about other companies and other toys. Now, granted, when he sees something he likes, he will give it up and he'll applaud that. But he is just, you know, I felt like so much of the build-up to this line was him talking about, "But Hasbro won't do this. They won't do this. They treat me like this. It's yada, yada, yada." And I'll praise him. Like I said, he's going down his figure price. Nobody's doing that right now. He could keep his price exactly where they're at. He's going down. That's cool. But, you know, every fucking time they try to drop new figures or put stuff up, it just crashes. It's more headache. I feel like they lose people, or at least people that are doing that are like, "I'm done with this shit." They're not. Maybe some are, but I mean, it just feels like, you know, that website snake bitten. You know, it's not like it looks like it was made, you know, in the last 10 years. It does have a dead look to it, but man, I just feel bad for the people that are bitching. I feel bad for the people that are trying to defend and then get fucking hit up with all the hate. I feel bad for the people that work there. But at the same time, I just also stop and go like, you know, you talked a whole bunch of shit and things come back to you. And, you know, it's just a shit show every time. Like I said, I can't even get out of it because I take a sick enjoyment out of it. Not because I want to see people fail or I want to see people frustrated, but because it just escalates so fast and unreasonably. You can't help but laugh. You know what, Hobags? I think for many different reasons that going forward, I'm going to remove like the music tracks from this. Mainly just because I listen to so much different music, but, you know, trying to be like, do I want slicing this song, what this bit? I think this bit is honestly better. But at the same time, I start thinking back, I'm like, if anything were to happen, like if somebody were to catch on to this one, how much trouble I'd be financially? It's not like I make money from this podcast, but I wasn't paying for any sort of rights on that one. So I think I'm going to stop that shit. Maybe I'll come back. I don't know. Maybe if there's people out there in bands that would like the promotion and to me music, I would definitely, if I enjoyed it, put it in. If I don't enjoy it, I'd probably be like, yo, guys, sorry, I'm not telling you about this. So if you guys know any recording artists or recording artists yourself and you want to take a chance and send me some songs, if I like them, man, I'll pop them in here. If not, I'll just be like, hey, partner, thank you very much for consideration, but it's not happening. And that's not to say that my taste in music overall is better than yours. I have my preference. And obviously, if you listen to this, you know that I have weird and crazy preferences. If you've listened to any of the past episodes, you know that I put in a array of music that I love. But, you know, at the end of the day, this is my brainchild. This was what I thought up. And this is what I put out. So it's only going to be the things I like or the things I hate like. Like, hate? Eh. But thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being just a dedicated water. Thank you for the love. Realize, guys, that if you're listening to this one, you're in the dojo of fuckery. You're here with me. I appreciate you. And keep yourself sane. Seek help if you need it. Be the best person you can be. And as we always say around here, Woodio.